Okay, we are recording. We're live in Chelsea in person with Laura.
Chelsea girls.
Chelsea girls. I just made you turn the Madea air conditioner off, even though it is very quiet.
It's not quite enough for potting.
Not quite enough for the Blue Yeti X. I did buy one last summer, and it like shorted out in like a week, but I think it was my fault, because it's like, you need to buy like a, it said like no power strips or something, but I didn't like see that until it was too late and I'd already plugged into a power strip. So I'm like, oh, like power strips are what you're supposed to plug it into.
You can't plug it into a power strip?
No.
Okay, this a bit is ruining my fantasy of having a Madea, because I've been radicalized by the AC in this apartment. I'm like, yeah. Who knew something could be peaceful and quiet in this way?
It's effective and like very quiet.
Because mine rattles, mine like has different modes where it's like, and then it goes like a lower grr, and then it has a mode where it just rattles the windows and rattles itself, and I suffer in silence, but no longer.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, I installed it myself, which is actually so crazy, because it's like, it feels like you're gonna break it just picking it up, because it's like this U-shape, and it's like, the part that connects like the, like, motor outside the window and the like other stuff inside the apartment is like so, like, I guess, do you know how like
it's looks a tough outside? Install so,
well, if you had like one other person, it's like fine,
yeah,
but I like do everything myself. Like I build like IKEA credenzas by myself. It's like, this is a four person job.
Building a four person job of furniture by myself, yeah. It gives me a something to do besides anything that I'm actually supposed to do. And then a huge sense of confidence once I do
it. It feels so good to accomplish something of that magnitude. Because, like, when do we ever, besides, like, sending, like, a PDF, like, we're not doing a lot that's, like, accomplishing a goal.
Working with our hands and building something.
Yeah. But then I call the Madea people and they're like, did you plug it into a power strip? I'm like, yeah, duh. What else do I plug it into? Like, you're not supposed to do that. And I'm like, oh, I mean, I didn't do that. I plugged it into, what's the, like,
the wall.
You're supposed to plug it into, like, an extension cord, which is, like, fine. So you can plug it into, like, the, like, a wall outlet with, like, no power strip. Mm-hmm. And then, like, an extension cord you can buy, which is, like, it, like, makes the cord longer.
So you can plug it into an extension cord, but not a power
strip. It just has to be plugged directly into, like, the wall source and not, like, a power strip.
I'm irritated by that.
Which, like, is the opposite of what I thought. Like, a power strip I thought was supposed to, like, solve all the problems with, like, power and, like, deliver it properly.
I live from power strip to power strip.
Yeah.
Like, my apartment is from the 1930s, so there's, like, four plugs in it entirely. So my life is a power strip. Yeah. Okay, this is tough.
Yeah, but then I bought this, like, $180, like, General Electric air conditioner that is so fucking loud, so shitty. It weighs, like, 3 pounds, which is, like, great, but I bought earplugs because it's, like, right next... It's like a lawnmower engine just, like, right next to my face for months, but luckily I've been doing just, like, window open the last few weeks because it does cool down now at night, which is great.
That is great. I think also my air conditioner made me kind of sick during the heat wave because I had it blasting at 65 degrees day and night and like was not cleaning the filter enough, and then I got a really bad sinus infection. Like I woke up 2 days in a row with just like a bloody nose and horrible sinus headache. I thought that I had COVID because like I did the swab, and then because it had blood on it when I did the test, the pink line showed up, like, crucially right away.
Yeah.
And then I figured out, like, you can't have blood on your swab when you do a COVID test. And then I tested the next day, and it was, like, fine.
Shit.
But another reason to, like, get a quiet AC.
That's almost exactly how I woke up the day after my birthday party. I don't think it was the air conditioner, though. Thanks again for coming to that, all in rural Greenpoint.
Oh my god, it was so fun. My best friend lives in Greenpoint, so I'm actually out there a lot.
Oh, cool, yeah, because you went to Forma, my favorite place.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it's been, like, too busy to even go there, like, when a normal eating hour, it's just, like, impossible.
No trip to New York for me is complete without going to Forma after you turned me on to it.
Yeah.
That was like a radical awakening.
I felt like I'd never had like real pasta before in my like entire life.
It's a...
like ever.
I'm pissed that it is so busy now. Yeah. Because like, but if you time it okay, you can like beat the line.
Yeah, I think like... you have to go at, like, 3 p.m. maybe?
Off hours.
But, like, even still, because it's, like, warm out and that, like, corner's become, like...
it's the
dime square of, like, rural... well, just regular Greenpoint, I guess. There's that, like, flea market jamboree always happening.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can buy, like, oh, Tony. Oh, yeah, Tony's here, guys.
Tony's here.
He's so come cute here. And nice.
Come here.
And, like, honestly, like, beautiful, like... the fur coat he's wearing is so
he's
stylish.
He's a stunning pug.
He's a stunning pug.
He's got it all.
What did you get at Forma last time you were there?
Oh my, what didn't I get is more the question. Because okay. I got spaghetti pomodoro and meatballs.
Period, yeah.
I got the eggplant parm appetizer, the gem salad.
I've actually never had eggplant parm. Gem salad is fantastic.
Gem salad, also, great. Tiramisu.
Their new slaws is kind of crazy, too.
Really?
They still have that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tiramisu, also delish. My friend got the gemelli pesto, which I tried, was good.
Yeah.
And they had a lasagna special, so my other friend got that.
Sunday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I would say that the eggplant lasagna might be better than, like, the meat lasagna, just because the charred flavor of the eggplant is Poppington.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so good.
Okay, well, noted. And yeah. The guy who works the cash register... is the hottest fucking guy. He is like a bald daddy or like shaved close. It's like the kind of bald where they're like the hairline's starting to go, but they shave it and then you're just like popping
like,
the
bother?
Fuck off. Yeah.
He's like kind of got like Jason Statham vibes, but even like kind of more Jack, but like really friendly. Wait, so there's two guys that actually look exactly like him. Do you have a sleeve, like tattoo sleeve?
He might have had a sleeve.
Okay.
Are they twins?
I, you know what? Maybe.
One for
now that I'm saying
us.
It,
even
I'm hearing
better.
It. I think they might. Yeah. The Forma sisters, the Forma wives, the secret lives of Forma wives coming.
That's
this
you and
fall.
Me. Yeah. We're like, shh. He also greets you like you're an old friend.
Yep.
Like,
he knows what he's
recognized
doing.
You.
And I just, like, tip him in cash. And he's like, oh, sir, thank you. And he, like, shook my hand once. I was
oh my
like,
God,
can
what
I give
I
you, like,
give.
Another dollar to do that again?
I, like, wanted to start making, like, conversation. Because he's... but there was, like, obviously the huge line behind
huge
me
wall.
Wrapping around the block. So I couldn't be like... do you speak Italian fluently? Like, where are you from in Italy? Where's your family
like,
from?
I'm from Staten Island. Which is, like, honestly kind of, like, my dream vibe. It's, like, I love...
that's Jersey
just,
Shore.
Like, shitty...
it's, like, yeah, that's American Italian, which is, in some circles, sexier than Italian Italian.
Kind of, because they're kind of faggy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got... they're, like, thin. And I'm like, okay. They have, like, a little summer scarf and stuff. And I don't know.
Yeah, so it's worth it to just go there for him alone.
Yeah, and again, there's another guy that's hot that looks exactly like him, and there's a third guy. I don't know if he's the owner, because I feel like the owner might be just kind of randomly popping in and out. Like, he's kind of, his vibe is like the guy that shows up to, like, a job site that drives, like, the Range Rover and just, like, looks around, has, like, a linen shirt, and then, like, leaves. I feel like the owner is kind of that vibe, if I remember correctly, but everyone else is, like, the trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it there. Okay, I'm going today. I have to go back.
Do they have another location?
They opened one in Fort Greene, I believe.
Okay,
like,
that's
a year ago.
Huge.
And they have, like, a big backyard, from what I've been told, so...
I want them to expand, but not too fast.
Yeah. I mean, it's so, like, franchisable. Like, they've already, like...
I'm ready to franchise
one. You should bring one to L.A.
I don't know how much that would, like, pop off in L.A.
People love, like, Italian food, though. They don't know that's, like, what they want to eat, like, 5 nights a week. But
I know.
Then they do.
It is truly the best.
Yeah.
Oh, I also got the arancini.
Yes, okay. And that little dipping sauce.
Really good.
Dipping it and doing it. The dessert that I like the most is the, like... ricotta cheesecake. It's like in the little cup, like a raspberry like glaze on top.
Okay, I'll try that next time.
That is the move. It's weirdly not, they took it off Seamless because it's so busy, like can't do like deliveries now or something.
I got to go.
I think you do it on Caviar maybe, but yeah.
It was like still 25 minutes from the time I placed my order. But my friend lives like 4 blocks away. So I was like, okay, I'm going to walk to your house, sit for like 7 minutes, and then we'll walk back.
Oh my God.
I know, it's reached like such peak popularity. You were ahead of the curve.
It's been open for like 4 years.
I know, were a Forma, like ground zero Forma truther.
It just like appeared one day and I was like, huh. And then I tried, the spaghetti and meatballs is the first thing I tried. I'm like, let's start with like the basics. And I was like, okay, pasta is never like this texture I've never experienced before. I'm like, I just inherently know like this is what it's supposed to be and everything else. I've been to, like, 1,000 Italian restaurants, like, in my life.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I've really... Like, in my hometown, it was just, like, I mean, kind of shitty, like, ex-mafia, like, places that is just, like, red carpet drop ceiling, like, randomly expensive for no reason. And, like, Olive Garden and stuff, like, Carrabba's, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, that's also a whole different texture of pasta.
Scalino's around the corner is, like, you know, a local Italian place, and like it's more expensive. It's also like a real restaurant, and like the people that work there are so great, like shout out Scalino, but food is like not even close. It's not even close.
Forma supremacy,
yeah,
is real.
Actually, the guy, like the hot guy, this is one of the greatest moments of my life. So I go there for lunch, and this wasn't that busy somehow, and like I ordered, like I like hacked the menu, and I was like, I'm gonna get like a side of salmon, a small salad, and like a vegetable of the day. And it was like very cheap. He's like, I've never seen anyone order like that here. That's crazy. I was like, oh my God.
You made the impression.
Yeah, I need to like, I want a framed photo of me on the wall, like the first guy to like
get they like need to do
salmon and asparagus.
Like illustrations of Forma regular. Like, yeah. I am hoping that maybe one day our pictures can each be like black and white, yeah, like charcoal illustrations, yeah, of like the Forma greats.
Oh my God.
You first, obviously, well, yeah, as the king. Yeah,
I can
of
share.
Forma.
I can share.
Yeah. I can come later. I do need to make more visits to like make my presence known.
Did you buy any like pasta to take back with you? Because they sell like...
No, because
it's
I was
of a
like
a weird thing to do. I'm yeah, traveling I wasn't... with like a jar of red sauce.
Like, yeah, and it's like fresh pasta, I think. Like, it's mm-hmm. not the kind that's like dried and then you boil it. Like, I think it's like pretty fresh, so you'd want to make it within like a couple days.
Yeah, for those listening and don't understand what we're talking about, it's like they make the pasta in front of you. It's like fresh.
It's
like
a fast, crazy, casual, fresh pasta restaurant, yeah, that snobs might look at and be like, what? But ugh, really, mm-hmm, you must go there and your life will be the better for it.
Yeah, because the graphic design is a little... slightly clinical. It's not as like... it's not like, oh, Italia! Like, it's not like script. It's like... it's like a yellow background, black font. It just says like Forma, and it's like got a factory like little logo. It looks like a Lego kind of thing. And it's like, eh. But then everything changes when you're inside your life. You just eat differently, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just can't like, you know, Bamonte's, it's like fun, but I'm like, ugh, I want to like send it back. It's just not good at all. Have you been, like, shopping anywhere? Like, doing, like...
I've been shopping.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. I went to a sample sale yesterday.
Oh, fun.
For Christopher Esber, which is, like, an Australian brand that I really love. I had this red mesh shirt that I've been wearing on tour sometimes.
Oh, I actually know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And it's, great. It's been my go-to, like, tour shirt. Shirt. And
it's a shirt and a skirt combined.
Yeah, it's a and it's like kind of salacious because you can see my breasts, and I wear like pasties, but you're still getting like kind of like a full tit show of it.
Yeah, cool.
But at my last LA show, which was a couple weeks ago, it was during the heat wave, so it was really hot, and it's not a great shirt to wear when it's hot because it like actually makes you heat up more,
yeah,
because of the mesh. And then I think that the dry cleaner stretched it out because it's supposed to be off the shoulder, but it still hugs, so it's like tight, but it was stretched, so it kept like falling, wanting to fall totally down to my waist.
Uh-oh.
And then I was sweating.
Did someone like try it on? Like, how does that even?
I don't know. Some football player fucking yeah. tried it on.
Mincing around.
It was, but I kept pulling it up, which I hate. Like when I see people like tugging at any of their hemlines, it's like, oh, you're clearly like uncomfortable in this outfit. Yeah. So I always try and be aware of that because I don't want to be doing that. And then it was so hot that my pasties were, like, sliding no. off.
Cookie Monster
So people
style,
got, like,
yeah.
an areola or two. Like, it. And then by the time that I walked off stage and entered the green room, the shirt had fully fallen down
oh
to my
God.
Waist. So I went to the sample sale hoping that they would have many of the red shirts so I could just yeah. stock up. But they didn't have that. But I got a couple dresses.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it, like, a line?
It was a very short line.
Okay.
I think we got in at the first round of people, so it wasn't, like, super hectic when we went. Like,
yeah.
It was, like, first wave of the sample sale. So anyone living in New York, if you're listening to this, try and get... It's, like, at Space 260 or something. I think they do a lot of sample sales uh-huh. in Soho. So
yeah, they do.
I would recommend the Christopher Esber sample sale.
There's, like, an upcoming sample sale that I guarantee you people will be, like, literally camping out. It's, like, Heaven by Marc Jacobs. It's, like, random, like, I think Eckhouse Lauda, too. And
oh,
like,
that's gonna there's bring...
Like, there's, like, 5 to 8 brands that are, like...
They're ready to start
the
a
the downtown
war.
Set. Shops, let's just say that, and yeah. it's gonna be like literally a crisis. It's like a
things
theme
that I would look
show
so
up.
Insane in if I was yeah. to wear like a single piece of clothing by any of those brands.
Yeah,
would be like what? But I appreciate. The
I don't
girlies.
Know if that's true. I think you'd pull a lot of that stuff off.
Well, it's kind of like rave. It's almost like new age.
Everything's
raver.
Just rave.
It's
like,
very
has it
rave.
Always been rave. Because when people aren't like raving, they're still dressing like
the downtown
going to a rave
fashion. Kind of has a Burning Man feel to it.
Ooh.
That's, like, something that I just realized. It's, like, chic. It's elevated Burning Man, but if you really boiled it down, they're yeah. on the playa.
What I think happened was it was, like, okay, we're, like, very sleek Balenciaga-inspired. Then it was, like, actually, like, we're bored. Let's do, like, an American, like, Abercrombie vibe, like. And then... Somehow, like, combining those and, like, people trying to outdo each other, it became, like, Jesse Camp, basically. But, like, uncool. And, like, dirty. Like, men in, like, a weird boot that you're like, is that even, like, acceptable for, like, a weird boot and, like, a pant? And I'm like, I guess they go together because you're doing it. But I'm, like, being tricked a lot into a lot of things I personally, like, do not care for.
Sometimes it's, like... a contest to see like how ugly an outfit can be.
Yeah, exactly.
And then once you reach like peak ugliness, it somehow crosses over and you're like, wow, that's kind of chic.
Yeah.
But like it really is an ugly off sometimes.
It's a freak off.
It's a freak off. It's a fashion freak off.
My biggest gripe with these people is that they like literally, it's such a cliche, it's so cartoonish, but like if you're walking like past Clandestino or you're just trying to like re-enter Clandestino, they're like always walking like shoulder to shoulder so like you can see like if there's like two or three, that's like so all of their outfits are like visible and they just like don't get out of the fucking way because they're also like wearing sunglasses at like dusk and I'm like it's time to pop them off to it's like
mm-hmm.
you're not able to see where you're walking and it's kind of right into me and I'm not gonna get out of the way for you so like we have
no,
to like
mama's coming through.
I'm already always all the way over to the right, there's like nowhere I can go because I am like a respectable citizen. Or respectful, sorry.
You're
not respectable, but...
respecting the proper, like, foot traffic flow.
Yeah, which some people, like, truly have, like, no sense of. And it's like, how is your intuition not telling you, like, maybe I should think, like, generally, like, maybe I should stick to, like, one side. It's just not possible. They can't see where they're going because their glasses, like, wrap around their head. And I think it's, like, blocking.
It's a sunglasses at night situation. Yeah. I walked through Dime Square on Sunday afternoon, and it was, I was like...
Let's talk about it.
Because I think the only other time that I've been in that area was when you took me to Clandestino, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was
late
night,
though.
Winter.
Yeah, like
it was
weekday
like December.
Also.
Yeah, so it was... it was a low key moment, and I didn't know how high key things had gotten over there.
It's like outdoor impossible. Dining
in the streets.
Yeah. So there's been so many new restaurants opening there in that little quadrant, that triangle.
What's the restaurant next to Clandestino?
Oh, God.
That one was like a true outdoor dining extravaganza.
Kiki's? No. Is it Kiki's? It's like the only restaurant I've ever been to like in New York besides Forma is Baccaro. Like, that's it. It's like, know a few people that work there. It's like charming. It's fun.
Where's that?
That's, did we go there maybe? Okay, so it's like on, okay, so if you walk out of Clando, there's like another little smaller triangle that's like right around that corner on Division Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, there's a basement that's like stone. There's a little bar there. It's like Italian food. But then upstairs there's like another bar and like one kind of like marble longish table.
Oh, cute.
It's very cute.
I didn't see that part because I walked
what
through.
What were you doing when? Oh, it was after your show.
It was after
Gramercy.
The show at the Gramercy.
Yeah, okay.
And we just went. Yeah, we went to Clando and ended up there for like three hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I had curved around to the right because I wanted to go to Orchard Street to like check out some of those stores.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, wow, the vibe is real around
it may
here.
Have shifted. Yeah.
Real.
Something
I was,
happened.
Because I think I was coming from like a block party in Fort Greene that was like parents and kids and like dogs
and like
really
a Brooklyn and tote bag.
A Brooklyn tote bag, mm-hmm. like wholesome stoop hangs, like friendly vibes, then into like just the fucking heart of Times Square where it's like really cool people eating on off of like paper plates.
Yeah, it's harsh.
Yeah,
it's
I was
like very harsh. I'm like, oh god, all this for this?
Damn, you guys.
This is what we're doing?
Yeah, I was like, you really made something out of this.
I mean,
you
we're
took
all,
it and ran.
I just wonder what's happening in Bushwick now, because like, I don't even know like what Maria Hernandez Park would look like, for example. Because when I lived over there, it was like, you know, local people have lived there since like the 80s, probably, and then like, artists, I'll say. And then now it's like people live off like fucking like beyond like the Chauncey J. They're like not even, they're like living past like East New York and like calling it Bushwick. And I'm like, how far is this going? How deep does this go?
I've never been to Bushwick, actually.
It's amazing. Yeah, don't go.
Yeah, Carrie lived there his last like year in New York, I think.
Yeah,
but I didn't really,
and I mean, look,
know
what
him
did
that
him. Yeah, I blame
yeah
Bushwick,
I didn't know him that
truly.
Well then. But I'm Bushwick curious.
Yeah, I lived there for like 7 years altogether.
And then did you move to Greenpoint?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of a long story, but I like was promised an apartment in Ridgewood and it was like cheap and like huge. I was like, hell yeah. And then, but it was in 2 months from my lease ended. So I moved in with my mom upstate for 2 months. And as soon as I got up there, my friend was like, actually, I think I'm just like, give it to someone else.
No.
I was like, bitch.
How dare you?
I'm about to turn 30 and I live with my mom now. So I had to like find an apartment from like 5 hours upstate. And it was hell for a while, but it worked out, you know, thank God. Now I'm near Forma. I can mince there.
Yeah.
God, that's all I'm thinking about right now is Forma.
I know. Like, once it gets in your head, breakfast. You just have to scratch the itch. I know. You have no choice but to go.
I'm trying to think of something like random. They did like a weird like cold, like bean salad this summer that was good.
That sounds
it was
great.
Like snow, what was it? It was like weird, but like
fava beans
maybe,
or gigante beans.
I don't know. They were green.
I was trying to flex. They were green. Lima,
could it have been lima? Maybe. But they're also like different kinds of beans, kind
wow
of.
Yeah. Many beans.
Yeah. What else have you, like, eaten here that you like?
Mostly, I feel like mostly Italian food. I went to Cafe Clooney last night in the Village, which I really just love that place. It's, like, cozy.
I never heard of that.
It's just, like, the coziest little kind of French restaurant, but not really French restaurant.
Mm, just French enough.
Yeah, yeah. They make a really good burger. They have good appetizers, entrees, but the best thing is honestly they have something called the Filthy Martini, and it has garlic oil in it and like tomato infused water. And
what?
It is so delicious. And I did have one because I was okay. like, I make an exception for like a very
yeah.
classic drink that I consider to be classic.
Right. It's just like a personal fave, I guess.
Yeah. I was like, I had a sip of my friend Michelle's and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have one.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I like to go rogue.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It sounds a little like salad dressing-y. Tomato water.
Tomato water, tomato infused vodka. It's like tomato-y, garlicky, spicy, olive-y.
Okay. I mean, I love a Bloody Mary, so it sounds like that, but like.
It's like that, but more? it's not overtly, like, it still is pretty dry, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But then, just with those flavors popping off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
It's good.
The closest thing I've had is, like, a, I think it's, like, a 50-50 martini. It's, like, gin and vodka, but I had it with, like, oof. Olive oil.
Ooh.
In like a hotel upstate, and I was like, ooh, girl. Okay, like, thank God I don't have to drive.
Interesting. Yeah. First of all, and then like that sounds like a full blown, like, shit your brains out the next day. That olive oil.
Yeah.
Because weren't people for a while drinking like a tablespoon of olive oil a day, but they were like, make sure to start small. That was like some sort of health thing that was going around.
It was like a hangover thing that I feel like was on like the Housewives. Wait, someone was like, take a shot of olive oil before you drink or after you drink. I swear I can see like a woman on the Housewives saying this.
Yeah, but it seems like I think that really fires up the metabolism. It like lubricates everything.
This is post oil pulling, I think. Because that was strange.
I know.
And like everyone, I tried it. I was like, okay.
I like it. I found eventually like an oil that was not, because there was something about putting a chunk of coconut oil in your mouth and then having it go liquid that was like, got a gag reflex.
It's actually a little unsettling.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I did it for a while, but then I hit the wall where I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna vom. And then I found, like, an already liquefied oil pulling that's kind of mint-infused.
Oh, well, there we go. I could do
that. And then
that.
I was like, okay, this I can manage.
It's just strange to use food in a way that, like, changes that entire... Like, it started to change, like, coconut water for me, which I do enjoy. And I'm like, I can't, like, fuck with this. Like, I need to drink coconut water when I want to and not think about, like, I don't know, like, bacteria in my mouth.
Mm.
Like, I don't even know. I don't get it. Thinking about Housewives, it reminded me of a note that I made that I saw this, like, hilarious clip on Twitter. Basically, like, the timeline now is just you see these same things, like, every single day. Because it's the same, like, I don't know, like, 18-year-olds posting the most, like, obvious clips that we've all seen a million times. But there was one that was, like, it was Dorinda, Luann, and Bethany at dinner. And, like, Dorinda and Luann are, like, fucking wasted. This is when Luann wants to buy, or maybe she's like sober, so she wants to buy that house upstate that's like a circle and has like the glass, and it's like way out of her budget, and also like, why would she want to move to like Kingston? Mm-hmm. Like, Ramona's like, it's never gonna come up, it's never up and coming. She's like, I grew up there, it's never gonna happen. And they're just like seemingly drunk going back and forth. They're like, she's like, oh my God, I love living in like a circle, and Dorinda's like, that's what you gotta live in, a circle, they say. On the corners, that's where the devil gets in. He's in the corners. And it's like, I think that's true. I think it's just so much better. And Bethany, for like once in her life, is just like dead silent. She's like, I can't even believe what these people are talking about. But I like literally think it's true, though. I think corners is like where the devil like gets in and like stays.
I think so.
Like, think about it.
That tracks. And Dorinda would know, because she has a house full of corners.
A lot of corners in that
house. So many corners.
The manor full of corners.
Mm-hmm.
Is she filming, like, a new... Oh, God, it's like a Vanderpump Villa type thing,
I think it's like a Vanderpump Villa type of thing, where people... I don't know.
I can't
handle... I don't like that vibe.
No. Also, like Below Deck art exists.
A million girls' trips?
Yeah.
Why do you need to, like... This is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
The girls' trip is a great formula.
They shoot it in like 8 days.
Yeah. I guess that's Peacock, not Hulu. I don't know if Dorinda's show, where that would end up.
I don't either.
But just make a million girls trips. Release the fucking Morocco tapes, for the love of God. Oh my God,
just like edit out the part where like Dina Manzo's tits get honked on. Like, just cut that dinner, like cut what, 5 minutes out.
Yeah.
Who cares? Pretend it didn't happen. That's what the whole world is doing.
Yeah, and just like show us the tapes.
Yeah, and show us the tapes. Mm-hmm. They could do like an extended like Peacock version.
Pay wallet. Yeah, I would pay, do a pay-per-view type of thing. I would pay $50.
$120 and split, yeah.
Or yeah, I would actually pay.
Invite some friends over.
I'd pay $300 to see the
whatever this
graphic sexual assault of Caroline Manzo.
Oh, Caroline is a Dina. I mean, I think that like Caroline, it's, I mean, I don't know what happened there, but I think that like now she's not so favorable. I think that like
I blame her, I'll be honest.
She shouldn't have gone in that bathroom.
I'm full victim blame when it comes to being around Brandi Glanville and she's drunk.
Oh, yeah.
All bets are off, and you would do well to stick. You cannot make eye contact with her. You have to stay as far away from possible, create a human shield with another cast member, throw someone under the bus. Like, she has a wandering eye, wandering hand. She's going to want to straddle you.
It's, oh my God. I can't believe she's still acting like that, though, Brandi.
It's shocking.
Because I, like, rewatched the early seasons of Beverly Hills, like, this year at some point, and, like, it's hard to watch. I don't remember being that difficult, but now it's like, oh my God, like, you're fucking really drunk. Like, causing a scene, like, I think they probably encouraged her to do it, the producers, because it was a different time where it was like, oh my God, being drunk is so crazy on TV. Like, I'm going to throw a glass of wine at you. And it's like, in hindsight, I guess, in through today's lens, it's like a little like awkward. Like,
I think that that is the producers, especially in the Bravo universe. Mm. I think drunk women are their bread and butter. Like, they've made hand over fist millions and millions of dollars off of women's alcoholism. So like, I think that they're encouraging Brandi on girls trip to just start drinking.
Probably.
Which is interesting, too, because, like, have you watched Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
I've watched, like, 4 episodes, but I'm kind of, like, half watching, half not, because I'm just, like, it's, like, a blur.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a beige blur of everything. Like, the soda stuff is cool, I admit. The soda stuff is cool.
But it's interesting that they don't drink.
Yeah.
But I do think that I don't miss, like, drunken antics on that show. Like, I don't find myself being like, God, I wish they were drinking. Like, Vanderpump Rules, like, I miss them drinking.
Right.
Like, I need them to be addicted to something in order to make me interested.
I think they always will be. I think this season of The Valley is going to be, like, incredible.
Well, yeah, they drink heavily on that show. So that's great.
Kristen's still going for it. I swear she has 2 refrigerators in her apartment. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Oh, have I noticed
What's in them?
The fact that she has a refrigerator in her living room and put a couch next to it haunts me a daily basis.
So crazy.
You and your man do not need that much refrigeration space. No. Unless he's like going into the boondocks and like slaying entire deer and like,
if it was a meat locker, I'd understand, but it's not a freezer, it's just like another like regular size white fridge,
not even like it's a humming mini fridge, it's like a huge fridge. And I am all for like, have as many refrigerators as you want, but you really need to know where to put them. And in the living room next to your couch is simply not an option,
next to like the new like gecko cage or what animals do you have, that little
he has like lizards or something. They are disgusting and I love it.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense that she devolved into this sort of like desert person.
Yeah,
you know, eventually it's just like she's getting further and further from the beach, you know. Just like,
oh, she's not a beach, she's not meant for the sea,
she's not gonna,
she's meant for the mountains or like the dry dusty deserts. Like, she's meant to be in like San Bernardino County.
She's meant to be like kicking up dust everywhere, I feel like.
Like you see her coming from like a mile away. On the it's just like a it's like Mad Max.
Yeah, it is. She is so Mad Max. just like souping up a refrigerator, making it into like a car.
Yeah, their refrigerator journey is troubling to me.
So weird. I really need like a at-home like AD tour. And just opens the door, it's like one look around, it's like, well, look in the fridge now, I guess.
I've always wanted like a chef's table style episode of like Sir the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would take one of Tom Dot. I think they should do a chef's table of every single Vanderpump related restaurant.
Absolutely.
And then I love this AD tour. I want an AD tour of everyone's living situations. Like I want James Kennedy's airport house.
Yeah.
Right now when I drive back, our studio that we record SUP in is in Woodland Hills, so it's like way out there in the valley.
Okay.
But when you drive back, you see, I have a clear view from the highway of the Southwest Plains taking off from Burbank Airport. And I'm literally think of James and Allie. Right. And I'm like, I could probably like geolocate their house. So just based on the lowest plane point, direction.
It's like triangulating. It's like James. Yeah.
I need like Jackson and Brittany's house. Dodie and Luke's like cursed apartment. Katie Maloney.
Just walk
Tom
down the hall.
Schwartz's apartment.
That would be a good one.
Tom Sandoval's house.
Also, I mean, we gotta get them when they're not, like, cleaned up. Because it's like, these people just have, like, boxes and
boxes. We need cribs. Like, we need cribs to come back.
Yeah.
Because that was the blueprint.
Right. We'll just never...
I want, like, Raquel to do one.
Ooh, that would be good.
They should also, yeah. And any, like, spin-off characters. Like, I would take one for Faith.
Let's
I want
see what
one
Faith's
for
doing, yeah.
Vale, Bloom.
Stassi moved to a new home, I think, because she sold the one that's, like, very, like, flat and, like, tall.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Because I was with a friend a few weeks ago, and she was showing me her friend's house. I'm like, oh, I think that's Stassi's house. It wasn't, but it looks exactly the same.
Are you sure? Because I have a friend that lives down the street from Stassi.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
A lot. Let's Google it. Let's research Mama.
Maybe I did get the wires crossed, but, I mean, her house is probably, like, fine. I don't think there's anything that weird in there. But I would hate to be Stassi's, like, cleaning lady.
Oh, yeah.
Or just around her in general. I thought I saw Stassi on the train, and I was, like, really, like, breaking my neck to, like, look over people because it looked exactly like her. But I'm like, I don't think Stassi's on the G train this morning.
I don't think she's on the G train because I think she has, like, some sort of book event happening in L.A., because she has, like, a third book coming out.
Oh, right. What's it called?
It's, like, You Can't Have It All.
Oh, yeah. It's, like,
what? Something, like, so AI-generated.
Yeah.
Like, she is literally just AI-generating books and can probably do that for the rest of her career. She'll probably write, like, 30 books over the course of her lifetime.
Yeah, I was sent a passage yesterday about how, like why her and Beau aren't friends with, like, Jax and Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a full page and a half long, and it's just repeating like the same information over and over again, which is like, again, like if they had just told us earlier if they didn't want to come to the wedding, it wouldn't be a big deal. And then she like retells the story just like once again, like all I needed was like a heads up, and it's like retelling it more. And it's like, if they would have just told me ahead, I'm like, did they have like an editor on this project like literally at all?
She's just like trying to make the like 60,000 word count.
Yeah.
They're like, can you just add more sentences that say, just like rephrase a sentence a few times and you'll get there. Now, I've unfortunately read both of her past books that I resent myself for that. And I will probably read this one out of just like raw hatred.
I'm sure you can get through it in like an afternoon.
It's an afternoon commitment. I'm sure someone will like send me the PDF because I'm not buying it. But
yeah.
I mean, her last book had like, it went into explanations of like how she decorated each room in her house. I'm like, who the fuck cares about this? What are you talking about?
See, if Kristen Doty wrote a book that was called You Can't Have It All, I would read that.
Yeah, like, it's true. Like, it's fucking true. Kristen Doty.
You can't just have one
way,
fridge by Kristen Doty.
You can't have it all, but you can have two huge refrigerators.
Surrounding you at all times. She has like a 5G tower like in her living room.
She should get another fridge. Like she should turn it into, like she should flank her couch with two huge refrigerators.
And instead of like doing a sound bath in like a year, she just invites people over to kind of like meditate live between in the mix of this like triangle of fridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be like a newfangled wellness something or the other.
Maybe. Maybe so. Does Stassi still live in her house?
She does still live in her house.
Fuck that up. Oh my god, P. Diddy's freak offs.
She's planning to move.
Okay. See, I knew something was up.
Let's see why she's planning to move.
And the house looks like it's gonna like detach from like a cliff.
It is.
Or something.
Not earthquake safe. It looks
like
it's
like the proportion of like a mobile home, but then like five of them stacked on top of each other. It's just like narrow and weird. Like too many floors. If like, you know, two kids, I don't know.
It's 2,900 square feet.
Okay.
Which feels pretty big. That's, yeah. But then also, I'm used to living in like 700 square feet.
Yeah, I think I'm about 300, 350 maybe. Yeah. So my, total.
I get into like 2,000 and I'm like, how would I even fill this space?
You mean I can have a dining room table?
She says there's no room. So they're going to have to move. And
I mean, are they going to end up in the valley?
She said that Beau brought up Tarzana.
Where the fuck is
that? Which is a place, I'll tell you where it is. Once I got kidnapped by a Lyft driver and I woke up in the car and we were in Tarzana. So that's like,
whoa.
That is what all you need to know about off. Tarzana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A dumping site.
I need them to go suburbs.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need them to hate their lives. I can't help it.
Where did, God, I forget, like, their names on the valley. Where did that one guy want his wife to move? And she was like, no, it's too far. It's like, there's like a show, like, the vampires that was on, or whatever on Netflix. It's called, like, it's not Valhalla. It's like, something. Oh, God.
Where they were trying, on the valley where he was saying,
yeah, it's
you
like
gotta
an hour
move there.
North.
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head, but it was kind of far.
Yeah, and like...
And she was like, I'll go crazy
right
if we live here. But that's kind of what he wants, mm-hmm. I think.
Is Beau, like, a producer? What did he do again?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't think he's the primary breadwinner, I'll just say it like
that. I always
thought
he was cute. Sorry.
Not no, but
I don't think I could do better than Beau. I could not do better than Beau.
You gotta aim high.
I mean, I have done better than Beau in the past, but like, I don't know if I could anymore. I don't know if I still got it like I used to.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Yeah. Get yourself to LA.
I know where he lives.
So. I know. I could tell you exactly where they live. And
his tattoos are horrible.
They're awful.
I mean, it's like, whoa.
Like, that is a make or break situation for me.
Yeah, he really put a bumper sticker on a Bentley.
He's tall and handsome, I'll give him that. But then you take the tattoos into consideration, you have your piss poor taste. And that takes the hotness level way, way down.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try him again in another lifetime. No freak off soon, but like, okay. I think P. Diddy's going to be like killed in prison or something. Like, this is not... There's two... It goes deep. He's finally arrested.
He's arrested. He was held in jail, not allowed to post bail, which he offered to post $50 million bail. They were like, absolutely the fuck not. You're a danger to the community at large, to the world at large.
And he would disappear so easily.
Yeah. And his legal reps were like, he won't. He sacrificed his passport willingly and came to New York to be like arrested. And they're like, nice try, fucker. Like, it's not happening. I mean, I think he could run whatever criminal enterprises he's running from prison. That's like many people do.
Yeah.
Many girl bosses
I think
bosses
this
do.
Operation is kind of running itself at this point. Whatever is even really... It just seems like sex parties to, like, the highest degree you can imagine. Where, like, what I read was it was, like, almost like a performance. To me, it just reminds me of, like, the final scene of, like, the latest Suspiria movie where it's, like, dark and red and everyone's just, like, ripping each other apart. But it's, like, hired male commercial actors... fucking like dozens of like thoughts for like hours, and there's like baby oil and
a thousand pounds of
there
baby
were,
oil
there were
lube,
thousands
of bottles.
Yeah, thousands. Like, that's a lot. That's like so much this lube. Entire apartment filled with lube.
Yeah. He has, like, talk about square footage. Yeah. He has, like, a lube closet.
He's like, I'll forfeit all my lube to come to court.
He gave up his lube. What more do you want?
He's
not
going
to
slip out of jail. But he called them freak-offs, which I'm like, that is so kind of cool. Like, I love a new term that's, like, kind of right under our noses the entire time.
So he orchestrated and recorded all these freak-offs. Yeah, so probably. Would it be for days at a time? Was it for people to watch, like, to sell them to people? Or it was like he invited powerful people to participate in the freak-offs filmed all of them?
I think probably, I would imagine both probably happened. I think powerful people watch these freak-offs from the sidelines. I know, sometimes when you're partying, then you want to get involved. So, like, they probably got involved, too.
He allegedly, this is from the Daily Mail, so, like,
honestly,
keep that in mind. He allegedly arranged and directed the sex parties while masturbating throughout the performance and supplied women drugs such as ecstasy, ketamine, and BHB. I think they meant to say GHB. BHB. To keep them energized, federal prosecutors said. The document added, after freak-offs, Combs and the victims typically received IV fluids to recover from the physical exertion and drug use.
Okay. Yeah, freak off.
His employees would covertly book hotel rooms for the freak offs while stocking them with baby oil, lube, and extra bed sheets.
I feel like it'd be really hard to leave the freak off because you're just scrambling around on like
you're a so floor slippery. With
like you're so slippery you can't leave the freak off. So it just inherently becomes like a marathon freak off.
Allegedly, that's what Cassie was trying to escape from when he like pulled her back in there.
Oh shit, the hotel?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So insane. In 2012, he had to pay over $46,000 to cover damages to a penthouse room following a freak off at a Manhattan. I'm like, girl, why aren't you just like renting an apartment?
Yeah, that is weird. Like, why? I don't know. It seems like to do such an elaborate freak-off, you'd want to be, like, in your own domain.
Yeah.
And not under someone else's roof. Like, a hotel.
I wonder if it's, like, a tax thing. If you just are booking hotel rooms, like, you can charge it to the business account rather than, like, renting an apartment. I don't know if you can, like, or buying an apartment, then it's, like, I'm sure there's some sort of tax loophole or, like, legal real estate thing.
Damn, I wish I could live like that.
Just pay, like, $46,000.
Yeah, a month.
After getting baby oil all over. I don't even think you're supposed to, like, fuck with baby oil.
I don't think you are. It probably, like, fucks up your, like, pH or
whatever. You're not supposed to get baby oil in any hole, I think. On that, we can all agree.
Yeah, yesterday, I was at the deli, and I was reading this on my phone. I was, like, waiting for my turkey club to be prepared. And reading about the freak-offs, I'm like, oh, this is crazy. And then, like, behind the counter, there's just, like, the deli guy was just, like, putting, like, these little bottles of baby oil. They're, like, right behind. I'm like, why are we? There was, like, three different kinds of, like, Johnson & Johnson's, like, baby oil. I think, like, people use them for, like, babies still. Like, what do they? What is it? Okay, there's baby powder and baby oil. Like, when do you?
But I think even baby powder was shown to have, like, carcinogenic things in it. Like, there was a huge,
like, talc or whatever.
Yeah, like a big lawsuit. Uh-oh. Where women, I believe, were getting like cancer from using baby powder because a lot of women would use baby powder like on their bikini lines or something.
Yeah.
And that is dangerous.
Uh-oh.
I just,
yeah.
Johnson and John, what if they're in bed with Diddy somehow?
They're like, freaking off with Diddy.
I feel like everyone's
Diddy,
freaking off with Diddy.
I think everyone is, besides us and Tony, everyone is freaked off with
I'm
Diddy.
Glad to have not been invited to a freak
Just
off.
Just a day in his life is so crazy to imagine.
Also, what's crazy is that J-Lo dated him for, like, a period of time. Mm-hmm. So what the fuck does she know?
She knows.
She knows things.
She does seem like a woman, as Jorinda would say, that has an ocean of secrets inside of her.
100%.
She's really good at, like, keeping her cards close to her chest, J-Lo.
Because she always, and I think she does it by just like always looking as hot as possible.
Yeah.
Because that creates this like uncrackable veneer.
Yeah.
But like will they call her to testify? Because he got in trouble for, like, guns
when she was dating him. Sex trafficking, I don't even know if there's racketeering, but I love when racketeering
is involved. It is racketeering.
Which I don't quite know what it is, racketeering.
I want to say it's, like, a generalized blanket term for, like, organized crime.
Okay, like, in, like, smuggling
stuff. It's, like, very, I think they invented it, I want to say it was, like, part of the RICO. It was a way, they invented this thing called RICO to, like, nab mobsters and, like, mafia people.
Uh-huh.
And racketeering became, like, the charge that they, is, I think, what it is.
What if it's a crime for being too loud and, like, making a racket?
I know, or, like, playing tennis.
Yeah.
Too well.
Too well. And we got the freak-offs. Yeah, I mean, it would be so cool if this was, like, televised.
I know. Can you imagine? The same thing. We need a trial.
And, like, there's going to be... It was, like, when this all first started, kind of, like, not, like, the freak-off stuff, but just kind of Diddy's, like, insidious, like, sexual proclivities. It was like, oh, he's gay and he's hiding all these, like, rappers, like, secrets. Like, wasn't, like, Meek Mill...
Oh, there's a big rumor there was, like, that a Meek video Mill was,
or something, yeah. Wasn't there?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, there's so much of that because, like, so many rappers are gay.
Yeah.
Like, so many. So there's, like, that element, too. And then there's, like, the freak-offs where, like, women are, like, borderline being, like, imprisoned in, like, wherever they are. Hotel rooms, mansions, guns, probably pointing at them while this is happening. Like,
because you must get paid to be at these freak-offs. Yeah.
Probably.
Like, you get cast in them and then paid.
You're paid to leave eventually.
Yeah. I love his lawyers. His defense lawyer has said these freak-offs were a lifestyle. Were a lifestyle, not a crime. Which is about to be my new excuse for everything bad that I ever do. A lifestyle, not a crime.
Last time I checked, freaking off wasn't a crime.
Yeah.
Let your freak off flag fly.
Mm-hmm. Smoking is a lifestyle, not a crime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to light up in here after you said that.
For, like, minimal things. It's a lifestyle, not a crime.
It's a lifestyle, not a crime. Having two fridges in your living room, lifestyle.
Not a crime.
Not a crime.
I know that phrase applies to every element of Jody's life.
It is, yeah.
Imagine, like, defending this person.
I can't. It's like...
The hoops that you have to jump through to come up to just be like, he is innocent and has done absolutely nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lifestyle, not a crime. And, like, you are kind of major for that.
Yeah.
You also, like, love money so much.
I mean, literally, someone has to do it.
Yeah.
It's either, like, a really high-profile lawyer or, like, a public defender. It'd be so funny if, like...
All the lawyers were like, no thanks.
Everyone said no. And it's, like, the most inept, like, public defender. And then the trial is, like, televised. And it's this guy just like, we've all freaked off. You know, like, who cares? Big what? Like,
has... there ever been a situation where a lawyer has, like, the crime is so heinous that a lawyer has said no? Like, I guess I'm not talking about, like,
I don't know,
people who, like, murder or do something horrible who have, like, zero money to pay.
Right.
But yeah. I'm like, I think if you have money to pay, you will be able to find a lawyer who's I'll do whatever it takes. You're innocent.
They're a lifestyle, and it's not a crime. In fact, it's, like, the law for them to uphold.
I love that.
Hi, little one. I did want to just touch on this Demi Lovato movie.
I didn't even realize there was a new Demi Lovato doc out.
She's always doing something where she is, like, the center of it. And then she's like, but I don't want to be filmed. This documentary is called Child Star.
Mm-hmm.
And you think it's about, like, child stars in general. Because, like, the poster, like, the graphic of the movie is, like, it's a grid of, like, maybe, like, 12 other child stars. And they are interviewed at points in this documentary. But it is mostly just, like, her life story and, like, what she's working on now. And she does these little interviews, which there are some, like, pretty good gems in them. Christina Ricci, I just love looking at her and hearing her talk. There was nothing... She didn't, like, spill that much tea, quite frankly. Raven Simone was like, working in Hollywood is always a job for me. I didn't really care that much. She's kind of, like, subtly, like, putting Demi Lovato, like, in her place. She's like, she's like... Demi Lovato's like, when did you figure out this is, like, a job and not, like, a lifestyle? And Raven's like, I was 3 years old. Like, it's a job. Like, I was making money. I knew it was a job. And Demi's like, okay, yeah, me too, I guess, kind of. she's, like, 34 and, like, still figuring it out. And then Raven's like, you were kind of really hard to be around when we worked together. Demi's like,
amazing.
What? She's like, oh, yeah, I guess I was kind of going through a lot, you know, and I was, like, a little short. And Raven's like, yeah, it wasn't, like, a great atmosphere on set because of you.
Damn!
Like, and then, like... The person that gets the most screen time besides Demi is what's her name? I fucking wrote it down, but I can't find it. Allison Stoner or something? They were like a duo on this show on Nickelodeon. Or no,
is she the
Disney.
One with the mullet?
She is now, yeah.
Yeah.
And she might have been the little girl in the Missy Elliott video that danced, but like I'm not sure. I think that's how she got like discovered, but it could have also been like a different child star. But she's like, yeah, for years, like, I dreaded coming to work because you were so mean to everyone. And Demi's just kind of like, okay. it's amazing. So good. I didn't know Demi Lovato got fired from a tour that she was, like, a music tour. Because she punched a backup dancer and got kicked off her own
tour. She's truly a nightmare person.
She's literally a nightmare. And it's like,
she's never not been a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's been very apparent. To me, from the jump, like, even... I never, like, fucked with anything she did, really. Like, I've listened to some of her music.
Yeah.
But I always got the energetic read that I was like, this person is, like, a DNR for me. Like, yes. I'm not going there.
If you, like... If something's real, you don't have to show it. And, like, showing the world that you're, like, a decent person all the time is like, okay, like, no one really cares. Even your fans don't even want to see that shit, really. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll eat it up, but, like, they don't really want that at all. Like, no one wants that.
No. I'm interested. So, was anyone, like, really traumatized by their child stardom? I guess Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore also. Yeah, she's, like, the, you know, another big voice. They don't get explicit about anything. Like, there's no sexual assault stuff, which I kind of thought they'd go right there, but they don't really talk
it seems
about
more,
it.
Like, drug-centric. Like, the Drew Barrymore one, because it's, like, little girl lost. She's, like, yeah. Partying at Studio 54 when she was, like, 8 years old.
A big angle they kind of... It's a very unfocused and, like, weird documentary that mm-hmm. It doesn't really have a core, but, like, it's about, like, children having rights. Because basically, like, Kenan Thompson is like, my family stole all of my money from when I was, like, born to, like, when I was, like, a young adult to, like, buy my first house. He's like, I should have had, like, millions of dollars and it's gone. Like, his family took all of his money.
Yeah.
From, like, you know, all that and, like, I
because
mean,
your
Kenan
parents are your... managers,
yeah,
or they are like your financial guardians, so they can do whatever they want.
So there's these laws they want to put in place, and now it's like segueing into like YouTube stars, and because that's like, you know, advertising in that form is like gonna be like 10 times bigger than like traditional forms, like, and it kind of already is, but like then Demi brings up this like 3-year-old YouTuber named like Ryan who's like worth like hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm like, never even heard of him. He's like, he started YouTubing at the age of 3 and he does like product reviews for toys because like kids want to see other kids. That's why Nickelodeon was so successful, because like all kids shows and like cartoons before that were like still depictions of adults, like the Jetsons and like, I don't know, there's like barely like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, I guess it was like Leave It to Beaver and shit, but like, you know, there was just a lot of adults around. It was mm-hmm. still focused on like the family and not like the single child star. And then things became like the Cheetah Girls, and like it's like famous child. Now it's like literally a 3-year-old. I don't have my wife. I'm like, look up Ryan YouTuber 3-year-old, like hundreds of millions of dollars. He's doing like product reviews for like a ring toss and shit. He's like, I like this one. It's
is
like,
it Ryan's World?
Probably.
Ryan's World. 37.8 mm-hmm. million followers.
That's a lot.
That's so.
Ryan?
Ryan?
Ryan? Ryan?
That's him, Ryan of Ryan's World.
Weep! Oh my god.
It's shocking.
Is this him?
Oh yeah, he's like all grown up now.
It
it's from a Transformer.
Yeah.
It looks like a dinosaur.
Can you find a video when he's literally three? Because he was three.
This is truly the reason to have children is to make them YouTube stars.
Yeah, I mean, earn their keep. I mean, they got to start pulling their weight at some point.
Oh my God, he has a movie. Ryan's World, the movie, came out August 16th.
Okay. Well, I know where I'm running to after this podcast is to the movie theater.
Oh my God, he
to
has...
To see Ryan's World.
This is actually amazing. So his family has a YouTube with 9 million subscribers. He has a Japanese YouTube channel.
Okay.
And he has a Spanish YouTube channel. So I think they're just translating his content into different languages, making YouTube channels. His Spanish one has 4.42 million followers.
Whoa.
Okay, wait, I need to go to, he's like, the oldest so video.
I think they said in the doc that he's, like, worth, like, hundreds of millions of dollars. I think that's
I'm
what
sure
they
he is. If you have that many.
And he's, like, eight. And that's why, like, Demi Lovato wants to, like, also do another charitable, not charitable, like, a sort of self-righteous, like, activist thing and, like, make a new law that will protect, like, YouTubers. Because it's different if they're, like, on TV. It's, like, the internet's, like, its whole new...
She, like, gets him demonetized. She's like, that's this like, is for your own good.
Yeah, you shouldn't even
Demi's out here money. Trying to, like, shut down, yeah, like, enterprising it. Three-year-olds' YouTube accounts.
Yeah, it's pretty transparent.
Okay, I'm just now scrolling back.
I was shocked, because it's like, they interview a lot of kids. They interview kids in the beginning of the movie and at the end. It is kind of smart. They're like, what do you, like, think it's like to be a famous person? They're like, yay, I think it's great. And then the movie, he's, like, mostly, like, it's so sad and bad. Then and they're like, what kind of, like, stuff do you like watching? And it's like, everyone's like, we love Ryan. Like, we love Ryan. They're like, we want to watch kids our age. And they get so excited. Because, like, streaming and watching people play video games is, like, way more popular than, like, television, I think, at this point. For
oh,
kids.
Yeah.
It's a world I know nothing about. And I'm glad I don't, quite frankly.
Me too. I also
what
wonder...
What do with that information?
Like, you know mommy bloggers who, like, post... Their whole thing is, like, posting content of their kids or, like, photos yeah. or videos of their cute baby on, like, TikTok and stuff?
Yeah.
That always weirds me out because I'm like, you're... The really popular ones are making a lot of money off of that. But, like, you're essentially just using this child as a prop. Mm-hmm. They're not... like wanting to be in these videos
no.
and also especially on like TikTok and Instagram a lot of like predators mm-hmm. and like dark web nefarious like disgusting people save those videos and then like doctor them yeah. and pass around like explicit images.
It's not even hard to do.
No, and like you'll see on certain videos if like it was something pointed out, like, if the video has more saves than likes, then you know that it's, like, people are saving it for, like, bad, bad purposes.
I recently learned some, like, child porn, like, emojis that, like, made me kind of sick to my stomach because I see them on, like, Grindr sometimes. It's the pizza.
Oh, like Pizzagate?
Pizza wedge. No, it's like, let's have a pizza party. Or football emoji, meaning, like, let's throw the football around. It's, like, that's, like, what other, like, child pornographers, like, signal
that's
towards
like
each
euphemism.
Other. Yeah. But it kind of looks like all American or just, like, innocuous, like, pizza and football, like, whatever. Like, that's a thing, but it actually means, like...
Let's watch child porn together.
Yeah, or like
my God. Wait, Ryan has been on his. I'm still scrolling, by the way. I'm like speaking of sexy children.
Ryan's gonna end up at a freak off one of these days.
Ryan has been at it for 7 years.
Oh, so he's 10 now. Yeah.
Ryan's been like.
Yeah. No, he's like he's probably richer than Diddy.
It's point. Incredible to think that like. I started sexy podcast like 7 years ago, and a baby started being on YouTube.
Two stars were born.
Two stars were born.
Oh my God, Ryan! It's really just Ryan's world that we're all living in.
It is Ryan's world.
Holy shit! Oh, and JoJo Siwa is interview subject in this doc. And so I would say they filmed this maybe like a couple years ago, JoJo stuff. It was right after she like came out. And I forgot the way she came out was like sort of like vague. It was like she was making like an Instagram reel, was listening to like the Lady Gaga song, Born This Way. Everyone's like, oh my god, you're gay, like welcome and whatever. And she's like, okay, I guess I'll go with it. It's like, okay. You kind of knew what you were doing, but like, so she lost all these like retail spots, or well, they had like a different relationship after she came out, and then she wasn't invited to Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards, which is crazy. Like, she is like the face of Nickelodeon, and then Nickelodeon said it was an oversight and an accident, and they meant to invite her, which is like the craziest excuse I've ever heard in my life. Actually,
that's insane.
We forgot to like no one. Oh come on, I can't even like.
You forgot to invite your biggest star. Does she have a Nickelodeon show? Is that how she got into the mix?
She might have. I don't know.
I thought she was a YouTuber.
She was, but she like, I feel like there was a JoJo show. But like they film inside of her like merch kind of, not a closet, but like a warehouse basically where all of her merch is like, she has like every item like saved for herself. And it is like, wild the amount of like merchandise that she's just like put out into the world. She's so rich. And so they film the Demi doc like around this time, and JoJo was like, so Demi, do you like use Snapchat? And she's like, no. And JoJo's like, I do a lot. I post 250 to 300 times a day. Demi's like, what? She's like, I post, she's like, every single moment of my life I post on Snapchat. I guess she like maybe has some deal with them and like makes a ton of money. She's like, I post breakfast, I post brushing my teeth, I post lunch, I post working out, I post driving, I post like every single thing she posts, and it's like,
whoa,
adds up to 300 things a day, and it's every day.
Okay, Ryan has literally, now I'm like 8 years
talk
back.
About a freak off. Yeah, yes, okay, let's watch like a,
we don't need a race track, we can launch it in the sink.
He's just throwing Hot Wheels in the sink. This has 24 million views. Ooh. Ryan's toy review.
Wow. Welcome to Ryan's toy review.
This is literally Ike from South Park.
He does sound like him. Oh, they change colors.
Whoa. Oh shit, that is cool.
He like becomes subscribers.
I mean, it changes really fast. What's this one gonna?
Oh.
Okay. Ryan snapped with this video.
Damn. All it takes is a parent that believes in you.
I'm gonna pour cold water on them.
Okay. Oh, I wanna see this. And wow, they're back. Yep. Oh, okay, he's introduced a an elaborate slide into an ice bath in the sink.
Whoa, slow-mo. Why is this, like, a really good video, though?
It's, well, the music is slapping good as well. I just had a really sad thought. Like, what if kids who, like, don't have toys but have, like, an iPad, like, just watch other kids play with toys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's something to do. Okay.
All right, we get
well,
it.
Well,
because he probably, not only are you getting ads against this video, but I'll bet if you're posting affiliate links, like here's a link to the Hot Wheels.
Oh my god!
Then you're also getting all the affiliate link money.
If you can be really good at product reviews for shit that people actually buy, like, you're set. Like, if you review, like, Tide detergent, like,
comments are turned off.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, it'd be a real freak off in that comment section if they were on.
Oh, believe me.
Wow. Comments in general should just be turned off.
Yeah, let's end comments.
Yeah.
I feel like enough is enough.
I think Reddit, you should be able to say whatever you want. Like,
I do enjoy Reddit.
Free speech the house down. Because I don't think it's like that anymore. And I don't even, like, go on Reddit, but, like, there needs to be one place you can really kind of blow off some steam.
And I like the Patreon comments sometimes. Like, oh, I think a paywalled comment section is fun, but like, as opposed to that, like, public comment sections can go.
I think the main reason I record the pod is just for the Patreon comments at this point.
I know.
Because they're, like, nice. My listeners are, like, nice to me. It's such a good feeling.
It's the best feeling. The world is
so cruel and so mean.
Oh, guys, let Ryan be amused to us all.
I think we're winding down. We've done over an hour. That's great. I did get one question from a listener.
Oh.
That I thought could be interesting for us to discuss.
Yeah.
Because I think we could go a few different places with it. The question is, how do I deal with the mean gay guy at work?
I don't know.
You can't. You really can. You can't. You can't win. Just the thought of that makes me...
Oh, that's scary. Kill him with kindness.
You kind of have to.
You just have to... kill them with kindness. It's like that. Did you ever fuck with Wondershowzen?
I feel like I did see it back in the day. Like, my friends were obsessed with that.
It was like the best show. Who was in it again? No one really was in it. It was like, it was
Tim or Bill something.
I don't know.
The guy from like Better Call Saul, wasn't he? I might be thinking something else.
He might have been in an episode. Yeah, but. It was, like, formatted like a kid's show, but it was, like, really raunchy and, like, in poor taste most of the time.
Oh, okay.
And it was, like, a Sesame Street kind of format with, like, little animation interstitials. And they had one that always stuck with me, which was, like, kill him with kindness. And it would be, like, kill them with kindness. And then it would just get, like, more and more graphically violent.
Yeah.
But I feel like killing someone with kindness is the only thing you can do if they're, like, a mean gay or a mean girl. Like, yeah. You have no other choice.
Maybe, like, buy him a gift or something.
A candle?
Yeah. Like a loaf of bread? I don't know. Probably not bread.
No, not bread.
I think a baguette would be fun to get, though.
Slap him with a baguette and beat him with a baguette in the office and then quit.
The freak off commands, yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, maybe finding out his favorite type of scent and then at Christmas or whatever, you should try and get him as, like, a white elephant or, like, Secret Santa office person, and that you need like a long con. So I think
because he's not gonna go away easily.
No, and then I think since the holidays are coming up, I think you should tell the like whoever is the most like office organizery kind of bitch, be like, you know what we should really do this year is like a Secret Santa, and then get him as your Secret Santa person and get him like the nicest candle. Like a beautiful candle.
Yeah.
And then, but not too beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Not too try hard. But a candle goes a long way with it.
What price point are we thinking? Like 60 to 80? Under 100, probably.
Under 100. Yeah. I think you could find something in the 40 to 80.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think gift has to be kind of a, but you can't like, you can't reason with these people.
No.
There's no reasoning. You have to, like, do something superficial and annoying to you. You know, you have to, like, pay the big bucks ostensibly.
Yeah.
And, like, get rid of the problem that way.
And also just not take it personally because it's hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
And try to, like, eliminate corners in the office because that is where the devil hides. And the devil is the gay guy.
Try and round.
And round his... Yeah, if he has a cubicle... Round it out in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Try to just round put like bumpers on stuff too.
You could sage the office, like stay late and do some saging. Maybe like some feng shui would help.
Maybe plant like a homing device on him and see where he goes and stuff. And then like cater the gifts that way.
Or... You need to have, like, a freak off and invite him and then secretly film him. And then
you
can be like, bitch, I have your fucking number and I have you on tape. Mm-hmm. So rethink your approach to me in this corporate environment.
Ooh, it's a little blackmail extortion.
And...
That'll work.
Yeah, blackmail extortion. I think also, I feel like I saw this on TikTok a lot, but like something, if he's like outwardly rude to you in a public setting, you can be like, are you okay? Like, is everything okay? Like, that Ooh. Is a way to turn it around on a mean person. Like, if they say something mean to you, you ask them if they're okay. Not in like a super bitchy way, but yeah. just like, are you okay? Like, that was really rude. Like, is everything okay with you?
I just got chills.
Isn't
actually.
That amazing? That's good. A true power and a corporate power.
And move. It's free.
Yeah. And costs nothing.
Costs nothing. Because it's you a don't lifestyle. Have
to racketeer in Not order to like entrap him.
Just get really loud and bang some pots and pans whenever he's rude to you. Well, I think we did it.
We did the damn thing. Thank you so much for having me. It feels good.
For coming on the pod in general. I'm truly so honored.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, I love Dial Dan.
I love Sex Unique Podcast so much. It's gotten me. I mean, there's so much of it. And like, guys, if you're like listening at home and you're not subscribed to the sub Patreon, like, it is the only Patreon that is, like, ever. And this is no shade to everyone else that I follow. I love everyone.
Yeah.
But you are on top of it.
I'm a businesswoman and a mom. Yeah.
And it's not easy to produce that much stuff that's actually, like, in case. I listen to every episode. I don't, like, I'm not like, oh, I don't know about this. It's like, nope, here it is again.
Another banger.
Yeah. You know, you've got a gift. Thank you.
It's a well-oiled machine. A competitive price point.
Yeah.
And it's worth every penny in my
And you're gonna start doing some toy reviews soon.
Keep an eye out on my upcoming children's channel. Yeah.
You have been pivoting to video and I can tell where it's leading. It's toys.
I think we did nothing better than like a childless 40-year-old woman doing toy reviews. Actually pop the fuck off.
OnlyFans. But you don't have to like do anything free, but like
naked. I do naked toy reviews.
That I mean people want to see
OnlyFans. That is the final frontier.
It's crazy that every like the most popular like kinks are like incest or like pedophilia. I'm like, we don't need to, like, linger on that too long.
But also...
I just find it a little strange.
Just don't... Beware of when you're using a pizza or a football. Yeah. I use neither one, so I'm in the clear.
When you're texting a police officer. They might not even know.
Do you think that, like, pedophiles... like, what are the chances that you have an active pedophile listening to this? And will they tell the pedophile community, guys, they're on to us?
We need a new emoji.
Gotta change
the
emoji.
We need to change it to, like, shamrock and, like, spaghetti or something. Which, like, honestly, great idea, because it's, like, so random.
You have to be way more random than, like, a pizza and a football. You absolute losers. Get it together.
Also, like, in the gay community, it sticks out, because it's, like, we're not...
You don't eat pizza.
Yeah, we don't watch football. American football. Oh, Lord Almighty. I hope, you know, God help us all. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Anytime.
And I want to have you back soon for the year in review, which I've already been preparing.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
So buckle up, everyone.
This is how I, like, understand how the year plays out is because of your list.
Do you want to see? I'll read the first five, maybe.
Yeah, read the first five.
Giant Pop-Tart eaten at football game. Monica Garcia revealed to be Reality Von Teese.
Gosh.
Shadow Alien at Miami Mall. Kathy Griffin gets divorced. Jewish tunnels in Crown Heights. So.
That was only in January?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
See, this is how I, like, spatially understand life.
Yeah.
And time. And the passage of it.
Yeah. The last one I wrote down was the... Perry Farrell, Dave Navarro, physical altercation, which is good.
More physical
rock and roll's not the news enough, you know? Rock and roll.
No one is rocking and rolling like they used to.
Besides, like, JoJo Siwa was, like, the only living rock star.
Honestly, I would suggest if you ever get a chance to see JoJo Siwa perform live, you 100 should.
Absolutely would. She's I, like, invented her, practically.
So hot.
Yeah, she's so hot.
Legitimately, I was, like...
Yeah.
I would date JoJo Siwa. She's a true showman.
Oh, she's a showman.
And
she's born to do it.
Yeah, she's aligned with her truth. So it's fun to see.
There was a TikTok I saw yesterday where she like high fucks another girl on the red carpet and someone's like, this is fucked up. Like, if this is a guy doing this to a woman, what would we do?
Shut
and
I'm
like,
fuck up.
Nothing. Like,
it's JoJo. It's
Joe.
Also, if a guy did that,
it's a lifestyle, like, not a crime.
It's a lifestyle, not a crime, bitch. It's also the red carpet where people are looking their hottest.
Yeah.
I would only go to a very, like, upscale red carpet event in hopes of eye fucking as many people as possible.
Yeah, it's just a feast for the eyes, you know. It's not quite a freak off, but it's
closest fine. We can get.
It's within the legal limits, yeah. Okay, subscribe to Sup, if you haven't already. And thanks again.
Yeah.
Bye.